As many people have pointed out, this administration's whiplashing on policy has largely been an effort to siphon money out of the economy and into the hands of people who are short selling the market or otherwise rug pulling the American people. In other words, you short a commodity or a stock or whatever else when you know that its price is about to drop, and then you invest at the low point right before you hear the news again, you know? Up and down and up and down. In other words, every time big news has come out of the White House about the economy, like the tariffs are getting changed or whatever, lots and lots of money is moved through the market beforehand. As a consequence of this, people close to the administration get to keep making favorable trades. Billions and billions have been taken out of the economy for this. Let's take a look at oil prices. Something very funny happened earlier. Over the past 5 days, the price of crude oil has been whiplashing harder than it basically ever has in history. Seriously, like, these fluctuations are absurd. Like, it's insane how rapidly. Now, keep in mind, it's one thing for a stock to fluctuate in price. This is oil. This is a globally necessary. All it takes is a tiny fluctuation in the global availability of oil to cause massive issues. I mean, huge. It's like a bottleneck to the entire economy. Without oil, in addition to everything else we produce with it, like fertilizers and sulfuric acid and so on, you can't have gasoline without gasoline, or at least with higher gasoline prices. All of a sudden, a bunch of trucking missions become unprofitable. And if you can't move goods around profitably, you have to renegotiate contracts, which spikes everything's price, which means you have to pay more for everything, but it takes a while to do this. It's very bad. I've never heard of oil being that important source. So here's what's happening, right? Oil spiked up to a high of 119. It hit around 115. It held there for a while. And now it's going up and down and up and down. Recently, just a couple of hours ago, we had a very, 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 very funny bit of market manipulation from the administration. I want to make it clear, by the way, all of these fluctuations that we're seeing right here are rooted in the perceived scarcity of oil in the future. In reality, global markets don't respond this quickly to changes in supply. These are responses to perceived changes. It's about vibes, like how the price of a commodity might go up when you know it's about to run out. You don't have to wait for it to run out for the price to go up. The price going up reflects the future conditions in the market as well. So the reason that the price spiked right here was, I mean, obviously the whole thing is because of the war with Iran. The reason why the price has been dropping since then is because of, among other things, the G7 discussing opening up their massive oil reserves, tens, hundreds of millions of barrels that they're opening up to alleviate the shock to the market and cut down on it. That's the goal. So it's not actually because the war is tamping down. White House says, quote, Trump is not making anything up. Love that. No, the bit of market manipulation that I am referring to is the Secretary of Energy claimed, while lying, that a U.S. Navy ship had escorted an oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. The whole threat here is the war with Iran preventing ships from moving through the Strait of Hormuz, right? So if the United States was actually following through on its promise to escort ships through, that would be, to a lot of, you know, to a lot of like maritime companies, a big deal. It's like, oh my God, they're actually doing it. And in response to this news, oil prices, look at this, around 85 USD, all the way down to 78. I know that doesn't sound like that much, but again, this is oil. This is the price of a barrel of oil. This is such a fundamental. When people buy in on this, when they invest or short or buy futures, we're talking about unimaginable amounts of money. You can make millions or hundreds of millions if you know when there's about to be a spike up or a spike down. So for some reason, the Secretary of Energy lied and said that we had escorted a ship through the strait. We didn't. And then the press secretary said,
can you explain why the energy secretary posted and then appeared to have deleted a post on X saying that the U.S. Navy escorted an oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz?
Yes, I was made aware of this post. I haven't had a chance to talk to the energy secretary about it directly. However, I know the post was taken down pretty quickly, and I can confirm that the U.S. Navy has not escorted a tanker or a vessel at this time, though, of course, that's an option the president has said.
Market manipulation. You say the Navy escorted a ship, prices go down, all the people who shorted oil benefit, they make millions of dollars. Then you admit that was fake, price of oil goes way back up. See this spike right here? I believe this spike going up, the one that my mouse cursor is hovering over, this was when the Secretary of Energy deleted the tweet, and this bigger spike up is when Carolyn Leavitt confirmed that that had not happened. Again, every time they do this, people around the Trump administration make at minimum tens of millions of dollars. At minimum. For something as big as oil, you can potentially make, is this illegal? Yes, insider trading is illegal. Good luck getting politicians to stop doing it. Yes, this is all illegal, but obviously it's not going to, can you explain how they short the market? The gist of it is that when the price is high, but you know the price is about to go down, you can essentially make a bet that you are going to have to pay a lower price for the share or, you know, whatever, for the oil in the near future, that it's the price is going to go down. Yeah, you buy contracts on selling it in the future. And then if you, of course, if you know the price is about to go up, you buy it when it's low, and then you, it's rich people gambling. It's just gambling. It's just, or they can buy put options. We don't need to know all the details of how you can steal money from the American taxpayers, okay? There are plenty of ways, and they're doing all of them. But I just, what we're seeing right here, like there will be history books written on this. We're using, we have started for no reason a war, and now we're using like random tweets as a pretext to rug pull the market on global oil prices. The most corrupt admin ever. I think we can go so far as to say this goes beyond just the most corrupt administration ever. This might be the most high profile market manipulation scheme in human history. I really can't think of anything that competes with starting a war and then using like misinfo to manipulate the price of global oil so that you can short and buy at the right times. I can't think of anything on that level. This spike represents about $1 trillion moving, by the way. Yeah. Like every little spike you see here, the total volume of money on the market, we're talking about like significant percentages of the global GDP. If you zoom in on the 1 day scale, you'll see a second dip too. That came out after the Navy admitted they won't be doing escorts. Everything is just another opportunity to buy or sell. Everything. It's crazy. How did the administration make tens of millions if the green line only went up like $15? I don't know if you're trolling, but to be clear, this is the estimated price. This is the crude oil futures, the price for a barrel of oil, but there are hundreds of millions of barrels per oil. About 20 million barrels of oil made it out through the strait every day, if I remember correctly. 20 million a day. So you can do the math on that. 20 million a day times, you know, $50 a barrel, 60, 70, 80, whatever. We're talking about very large volumes. It's like how it's like how you look at the stock market. Any given share might be worth only 10 bucks, but there are lots of them.
He will absolutely utilize if and when necessary at the appropriate time. The president and his energy team are closely watching the markets, speaking with industry leaders and the U.S. military.
Oh, I bet they are. I bet. Well, I completely believe her. Yeah, I bet they're closely watching the markets and speaking with industry leaders.
Is drawing up additional options following the president's directive to continue keeping the Strait of Hormuz open. I will not broadcast what those options look like, but just know the president is not afraid to use them. Rest assured, wow, to the American people, the recent increase in oil and gas prices is temporary, and this operation will result in lower gas prices in the long term. Mm-hmm. Once the national security objectives of Operation Epic Fury are fully achieved, Americans will see oil and gas prices drop rapidly, mm-hmm, potentially even lower than they were prior to the start of the operation.
Right, yeah. Operation Epstein Fury. You can't say that. The Wall Street Journal put out an article saying that that's anti-Semitic. Or it might have been the Washington Post. I'm not kidding you. The language from the article was like, this is anti-Semitic because Epstein was Jewish. Everyone, just so you know, Epstein was Jewish. Really interesting. Very good strategy for reducing the amount. Just remember that anti-Semitism is itself an Epsteinite ideology, okay? If you read Epstein's emails, I guarantee you there's nothing he delighted in more than knowing there were a bunch of angry goyim out there seething over Epstein and people like him, okay? And turning into like 80 IQ anti-intellectual anti-Semites as a consequence. It is an Epsteinite ideology, 100%. She seemed very nervous in that little speech. Well, all this is going in the damn history books. I just zoomed out at the crude oil futures on Google and saw two giant spikes that are even bigger under Biden. Can you explain that? Yeah, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Yeah, COVID as well. COVID dropped the price for a while.